Hello and welcome to Elizabeth Magical Garden, a magical garden reaching for the stars.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Magical Garden, a magical garden reaching for the stars. Guys, welcome back to the podcast. We are here. We are chilling. We are in a beautiful outdoors. Once again, guys, this is such a blessing to be out here, to be able to create and just enjoy this beautiful sunlight that we have going on. You know, one of the things I love about New York City, once that weather hit, and it's not even hot, right? But it's warmer. Once the sun is out, it's just so refreshing to see people come out in nature. You know, right now there's somebody literally on their blanket having just a chill day by a tree. There's some young people with their dogs taking the trails. And I'm sitting here watching all of this on this bench. So if you hear anything of anything, it's because I'm in the outdoors. That is, guys, we have so much to kind of like sink our teeth into. Number one, how about your girl is writing? I did disclose that I have a blog post, guys. Now, you guys know I had my blog post for a while now, and I'm not gonna lie, I had to resuscitate her. I was still uploading my podcast. I do have some things that's automatically set into my blog, but I did need to refresh and upload some, you know, new content. And it just put me in such a vibe in terms of creating and being able to research, because I'm always doing some research. I do some research for the topics that I discuss with you guys. Yes, a lot of it is also from personal experience, but also I like to do some extra research just to really refresh myself on certain topics, which led me to writing again. Now, writing has been something that I have always loved to do since I was a young girl. I always loved journaling. I still do journal. It's a really good exercise in terms of mind dumping, I call it, like just getting thoughts out of your head where you are able to more benefit from things that you want to keep, you know, because my thing is this: if you don't get rid of certain thoughts, how are you going to, how can you actually retain any extra information that you actually need if you don't allow yourself to see where you are emotionally? You'd be surprised. Writing in your journal allows you to not only free up space in your mind, but actually see some of the things that has been on your mind and the emotions behind it. A lot of times, you know, this life is so, we just keep on going. And not allowing yourself to release that type of energy can put a stronghold on you. Whereas when you find yourself in situations, you are more than not easily triggered in areas because you don't practice journaling, right? Which allows me to discuss some other things. Guys, I took a deep dive off of Instagram. Now, I'm not going to say that I'm never going to come back. I don't know when. I want to say I have a time span in my head that I'm not going to disclose because it may be longer, but I am taking a break. And I can already see by just taking Instagram, scrolling all the time, how much, number one, energy I have. Yes, energy. How much time it freed up and so forth. Like, I don't even think about it. Like, it used to be a thing. And don't get me wrong, I'm not here bashing Instagram, because it's doing what it's supposed to do. Instagram is supposed to keep you. That is a platform that you are supposed to stay on. They made it to be so. That's the whole thing. So I'm not hate, you know what they say, don't hate the player, hate the game. Don't hate the player, hate the game. And that's game right there. Because not only, before it was okay, post your pictures and stuff like that, post whatever, as artists, whatever we are creating, post those things. But I noticed that now they have so many ads. So now subliminally, you're being pushed in a way to purchase things. Let me tell you, Instagram has, I'm not even gonna lie, Instagram has gotten me a couple of times putting things on my cart that I personally probably would have never put in my cart because I would have never seen it. Probably not purchasing things again that, yeah, they were cute, but I probably only used once. There's an outfit that I bought, really cute outfit, wore it one time. I'm not gonna say I won't wear it again, but it wasn't for the amount of money that I spent. I could have used that money for something else, like buy a book, spend some time with a family member, go see, do something that is more tangible than another outfit that I hardly would ever wear. Because to be honest, I am finally at this point where I'm like, okay, first of all, I don't wear a lot of colors, right? But like, other than the neutrals, but at the same token, especially now that I go to the gym, I'm right now sitting here, nice sweats, but they're still sweats. I'm in sweats. I love comfortable clothing. Now, I was always coming from a place where I want to be prepared to, how can I say, have something nice to wear. Just in case I am going someplace, right? Just in case. But to be honest, like I, for the most part, am either working out, writing, recording, editing, and that's pretty much an ongoing thing over and over again. Other than some other personal things I do that does not re require me to have on a ball gown, okay? That's just a fact. In saying that, I also find that just being able to maneuver, not having to worry like, oh, I got on a pair of heels, so I can't really do this and that, shimmying here, shimmying there. Now, don't get me wrong, I am not saying that your girl do not like to get dressed up, because she does. Okay, I am not saying that I don't like the finer things in life, because she does. But where else can I put that money going forward? Like saving for a potential business, saving for something that I would prefer to invest in more so than not. You feel me? So that's been definitely a thing for me. In saying that, you don't have to create such a, how can I say, a wardrobe for all these pretend states in your life. Like, I looked at my closet the other day and I said to myself, where, when and where am I gonna wear most of these things? Okay, it's still up in the air. It's still up in the air. So saving money, investing in your craft is key, guys. And one of the things that I'm realizing, especially now that I'm starting to write again, because I am a writer. I am a writer by heart. Other than podcasting, I'm a writer. I have been writing my whole life. Now it's different now because I actually have my own platform where I write for. Focusing on this project means so much to me. I'm not saying that it's going to be easy, because I know it's not, because it's way different than just doodling and writing in my journal. I know this, I understand this, but this has been an ongoing passion of mine, and this is why I wanted to come and share this with you guys, because I want you to know that it's never too late to follow your passions. It's never too late to follow your dreams. We all have these, how can I say, these goals that we secretly maybe not, but secretly have for ourselves that we just don't follow suit in. Why? Because maybe self-confidence is not there. Maybe time is not there, especially when you have a family, especially when you have kids. It's very hard to put yourself in a place of creating when you have other responsibilities. It's not the easiest thing. When you have other responsibilities, you know, those things come first. But what about if I told you creating a calendar that allows you to be in a state of winning? Putting it in your calendar, whatever that is, whether it's learning a new instrument, whether it's creating a new blog or a blog post or a website, whatever have you, creating that small space. And by the way, have a goal of where, of when you want to be done. I always say have a goal of where is, when is your finish point. It may be before, it may be a little after, but just knowing that you set that tone and you set that goal for yourself will put you in a position of actually achieving that goal. Let me tell you something. I can look back on old journals of goals that I wanted to achieve when I was still doing, you know, we get into this thing where we're doing research, because you can get lost in that research thing, researching how to do this, because, you know, you want to come from this place of being perfect. Everything has to be perfect. Trust me, been there, did that. Now, to be honest, not so much. Not now, the work, I always come and do my best work. But in terms of having all the best equipment, the best mediums, the best this, I feel like these things are safety nets in terms of like protection for us not to look stupid or fail, or perfectionism. It just goes into perfectionism, which is honestly not a thing, because there's no such thing as perfect. Although we say that to ourselves, we still try to reach that. At least that's something that I constantly work on. But back in the day, I really, really suffered from everything having to be perfect all the time. And it just really stifled my growth. It just did. Even with this podcast, if you go back to some of my early episodes, probably I want to say episode 2, episode 3. Oh my God. I'm not saying that my audio is the best ever, but it's way better than it was when I first started. And every time I get a little better. It's all about the doing. It's all about showing up. When you show up, you allow yourself the ability to grow, right? But if we write everything down and, you know, we put all these things. I remember I was like, oh, I got to have this microphone. I got to have this setup. I got to do this. I got to have this before I start, before I feel comfortable to start. And you know what? I did save. I did get some of the things to start, which, don't get me wrong, are investments. I always say invest in anything that you do. Always show up as your best. You know, I started working out. You already know your girl. We already got to be cute. You already know. So, of course, I invested in nice outfits. And when I say nice outfits, they happen to look nice too, but outfits that actually, you know, take away the sweat from my body, so I'm more comfortable and I could be more focused on the workout rather than I'm all wet and feeling uncomfortable in my outfits. Because trust me, I went through that too. You'd be surprised how these, you know, gym wear is actually a very technical thing. You know, it's a very scientific thing, believe it or not. Having the right type of tights, the right type of sneakers, guys, world of a difference. That's all I have to say. Especially if you're going to be showing up in that way every single day, because you want to refrain from rashes and, you know, and just uncomfortable situations, because it's not going to, let's just say, it's not going to allow you to show up in your most exciting self if you're always recuperating from some type of uncomfortableness, okay, because you don't have on the right attire. Now, I'm not saying don't start if you don't, but I'm just saying I did invest in those things, right? But at the same token, before I had all those stuff, I still went to the gym. I still made sure to show up, and it just gave me more of a hankering to do so and invest, because I proved to myself, like, okay, I didn't allow, because I didn't have X, Y, and Z, to not show up to the gym. You know, I from personal experience, I have learned in the past, just start. I waited 2 years, guys, before I even recorded my first podcast episode. So crazy, right? We're still a baby podcast, but we're growing and we're making things happen, right? I show up because I believe showing up allows you to grow and to, how can I say, manifest a life that you know that is here for you and that you deserve. Because manifesting through your art is, let me tell you, that is a game changer. People don't realize. I don't know if you listen to rap, guys. I don't listen to rap, but back in the day, I feel like I don't listen to rap because all the people that I used to don't really, they're not really rapping like that. They over the course of the years, they have they're more business people now, if you know what I mean. Okay. Hence Jay-Z. I'm gonna leave that right there. He might drop a note every now and then, but that he is literally, and he even said in one of his raps, I forget which one, which album was that, but he said, I'm a businessman. I'm saying it all wrong, but basically he is a businessman. Okay. You have to catch that. I'm not a rapper. Okay. But It's so interesting how when you look back at somebody like Jay-Z, Nas, Snoop Dogg, and so much more. I'm speaking for people from the era of type of rap that I used to listen to, and I'm still fans. I still have a lot of respect for these people that I just named, right? These people manifest literally. Manifested their way of life that you see right now through consistency, through believing in their words, putting the words out in the universe, and also having people like myself aiding that the ability for that energy to create and to manifest. Because the more you get your word out, guys, and this goes for each and every one of us, just hear me out. The more that you put life into your existence, your word, into your belief system, and the more people come around and rally around that particular type of energy, is the more so that you are able to put your prints in this universe, right? Because a lot of times we don't want to start certain things. We don't want to make moves because we can't see the long game. We don't see the end game. We don't see how that thing that we want to do can manifest and make us money, because we got bills to pay. We got things to do. We have people that are counting on us. We have major, major responsibilities, right? But what about if I told you, in the midst of those responsibilities, taking 15 minutes, a half an hour, 20 minutes even, 10 minutes even, consistently, every single day, doing a little more, you know, it's all about small bites, small chunks, doing a little bit consistently for the achieving that goal, doing something more every single day that brings you closer and closer to your ultimate goal, right? Before you know it, you'll be way further on than you ever expected. I remember when I was physically at a job, I used to write. I mean, to the point my hand would cramp, okay? I would write down how I'm living at this point in time. I kid you not. I didn't know how it was going to be. I didn't know how I didn't even see a plan on how it was going to unfold, but it did. But it did. And now I have the blessing of coming to a point where, okay, you know what? I'm writing. I'm going to write professionally, right? There's so many things that I am learning, but because of past creations, because of past things that I have did in the same way and am living the life that I wrote about, which propels me to continue writing to flourish even more about, right? In our lives, I've seen it. I believe in it. And when you start from one goal, and it could be a small one, you don't have to have all the answers, guys. That's basically what I'm trying to say to you. You don't have to show up in your endeavors with all your checks and balances all aligned for. I remember I like to listen to a lot of motivational speeches on any given day. And this particular speech, this one was held by Oprah Winfrey. And she said, it's not about knowing everything, how to do everything at one point. It's all about what's the next right step and the next right step. And that I did hear her say this speech before, but it was something, it was a couple of months ago. I came across it again. And it was something that time that clicked, because you can hear the same speech over and over again and it has a total different effect on you, right? You can listen to this podcast, right, over and over again, and maybe one day something that I said, a little sentence can trigger something in you that can catapult you into your greatness, I believe. Because that's what has happened to me plenty of times from different people, whether famous or not. But she said, it's all about taking the next right step. Then taking the next right step after that. And that really resonated with me. Even today, when I was writing in my journal, I started getting in my head again in terms of, okay, how I'm going to, you know, put certain things together. And then I started going off into other avenues. Then I dialed it back. And I took a deep breath and I said, Liz, it's all about what's the next right step. Focus on what you're doing today. Focus on a task that's written, and then take the next right step after that. Let me tell you guys, that freed me so much. It actually put so much joy into what I was doing. Because a lot of times, yeah, you could be following your goals, seeking your goals, but you come to a place of scarcity. You're like, oh my God, what am I gonna do next? Is this gonna make this? Is this gonna be? And you're not living in the moment. You're not allowing the freshness and your why to shine, right? You're not allowing the faith in your why to shine, because you're so busy thinking about steps that doesn't even have anything to do with you at the present time. You are where you're supposed to be at the present time because this is your next right step. Guys, I love you so much. I really pray that this message finds you in great spirits and pushes you or catapults you in a loving way, that is, to seek your dreams, to believe in yourself, to try and find yourself in new horizons. Because let me tell you something, as long as you are able to open your eyelids, you have what it takes to get to the next right step. Guys, stay in peace, stay in love, and stay in power. Peace.
Hey guys, leave a comment, a review, preferably 5 stars. And don't forget to check me out on Instagram, because what is popping over there? And also check out my YouTube channel to stay connected and see your girl's lovely face. Guys, I love you so much. Keep on pushing, and I'll definitely speak to you soon. Be blessed.